When we were getting ready for plans for this weekend, we decided we wanted to ask Kay Gargarella if she would give a talk. And she said, oh, honey, I think I'm getting a little older, and I really need to pray about it, and I'll see what the Lord says. So when we went to our intercessory prayer that Tuesday, she said, you know, I was praying, and I was saying, oh, Lord, what do I do? You know, do I do this? Do I don't? I'm getting a little too old. And he says, no. No, you're not getting too old. And he gave her scripture that was 1 Luke. Let me see here. I have to find it. Luke 2, 36 to 38, maybe. Let me see here. Luke 2, 36 to 38. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. There's never a time that Kay doesn't have time to pray or to share the word. She is in the word and studying and analyzing hours at a time during the day. She was baptized in the Spirit at Notre Dame University in Indiana over 30 years ago. And when she came back to Morgantown after that weekend, she was searching and seeking about the charismatic renewal. And she began having prayer meetings with Father Bandair at St. Teresa's Church. And then they started building St. Elizabeth Ann Seton's Church, where they formed a Thursday evening prayer group and had such seminars as Baptism in the Spirit a lot and these same retreats. And she has been Mother Superior for over 30 years for more reasons than one. Kay is the mother of three children. Frances is deceased. She has Guy and Paul. She has several grandchildren. She is widowed. She is 85. And she does have the word of the Lord on her mouth and on her lips 24 hours a day, if you will. So if we can just raise our hand to pray over Kay.